residents on high alert. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Millions of people in the path of severe weather in parts of the South where suspected tornadoes have touched down in Louisiana and Mississippi.
Homes are seeing severe damage. There was one where a camper was actually flipped completely on its roof.
Choctaw County, Mississippi Sergeant Dylan Cates. Forecasters say there's also potential for flash flooding and large hail. An update on the volcano eruption in Hawaii.
The U.S. Geological Survey seeing two new lava flows moving down Mauna Loa on Hawaii's Big Island.
Continuing to move downhill with the bulk of the eruptive material.
Ken Hahn of the USGS estimates flows which are currently not threatening populated areas will slow when hitting flatter ground, but warns of a volcanic ash cloud.
Luckily, most of the island has remained pretty bog-free. But this bog plume we can see on maps is being transported to the north along the island chain.
Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano, erupting for the first time in 38 years.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A dozen Republicans joining Democrats in the Senate and passing a measure that would protect same-sex and interracial marriages.
I am so proud to stand beside a bipartisan group of leaders who made a commitment to advance the Respect for Marriage Act.
Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin. The bill now heads back to the House for final approval. President Biden issued a statement reading in part, "For millions of Americans, this legislation will safeguard the rights and protections to which LGBTQI plus and interracial couples and their children are entitled." In a House vote this evening, House Democrats have designated Nancy Pelosi the honorific title of Speaker Emerita. Democratic Caucus Chairman Hakeem Jeffries saying she's the most consequential speaker in American history. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Supreme Court is considering a legal challenge to a change in immigration policy that shifted who was deported and why.
Texas and Louisiana sued the Biden administration after Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a memo last fall. This memo shifted the priorities of Immigration Customs Enforcement to deport those who'd recently entered the country and to those considered a national security risk or public safety threat. So others who may be here illegally but who are not new arrivals were not considered a priority. Texas and Louisiana argued that sort of policy decision can't come from the White House, that that's up to Congress and the Immigration and Nationality Act. In a 5-4 decision recently, the Supreme Court sided with the Biden administration in its effort to end the Remain in Mexico asylum program. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Georgia has broken early voting records, and it's still a week out from the Senate runoff.
Things have been busy here in the Peach State at this polling location here in DeKalb County. So far, more than 468,000 people have cast their ballots during the early voting period here in Georgia. More than 300,000 of those ballots were cast on Monday alone, shattering the previous record for single-day early voting vote turnout, which was set in 2018. Polling locations have been busy. The turnout we've seen so far have led to considerable waits at some polling sites where people are waiting anywhere between 1 to 2 hours to vote.
Fox's Charles Watson. Regulators in Ireland have slapped Facebook parent company Meta with a $265 million fine for breaching strict European Union data privacy rules. The Data Protection Commission says Meta infringed on sections of the EU rules that cover technical and other measures aimed at protecting user data. Meta says data was scraped from Facebook and dumped online using tools designed to help people find their friends through phone numbers using search and contact import features. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.